We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spatter and Jeffrey Sumner as Captain Spratt, with guest star Peter Jones as Easter. Episode 4, The Doctor's Dilemma.
Yes, Doctor, this is the time I like best. Hundreds of miles from land with nothing to do but look through the portholes at the sea. Watching those lovely waves go up and down,
Shut up, will you?
You're feeling queasy again, sir?
I'm feeling perfectly well, thank you, Easter.
Don't you like the feeling of going up and down?
Easter.
Sorry, sir.
Have we finished with the sick list?
Yes, sir. Nobody else waiting.
Thank goodness for that. She was never ending this morning. Oh, now, really, sick parade was supposed to be over.
The next sick parade at 5:30.
Oh, my hell, I think you're talking to?
Terrible, sorry, sir. What, you were one of those?
One of those?
I mean, a man. One of the men. One of the crew.
I don't know how they came to give me a raving lunatic for a ship's doctor.
Just luck, sir.
Easter, where's the sick list?
Here, sir.
Supposed to be brought to my cabin by 10 o'clock. Why the delay?
We had rather a crowd this morning, sir. Quite a few dicky tummies.
Dicky tummies. Why the hell do you have to talk like someone out of the lower fourth at St. Hilda's?
Is it a girls' school, sir?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how they talk there, sir. Obviously, you do, sir. I didn't realize you went
there. What the hell do you mean by dicky tummies? Are they pregnant? Come on, let's have it.
Well, funny tummy, sir. See, if the diet on board continues as a present...
There's nothing wrong with that diet on board my ship.
I can't agree, sir.
Can't agree?
We ought to be more balanced, sir. See, vitamins are the most...
Don't talk to me about vitamins, Doctor. Vitamins are bosh. Look at me. Never had a vitamin in my life.
But you must have, Captain. We all take vitamins.
I don't care what you take. I never let a vitamin pass my lips. Don't believe in them. Give me a plateful of meat pie, pickled onions, a large dollop of treacle foot, and I won't need vitamins.
Sir, meat pie and treacle foot are full of vitamins.
Not mine, you cheeky puppy.
But all I'm saying, sir, is that if the crew had meat pie and treacle foot, their tummies would be all right. I've had a word with the cook.
You had a word with the cook? Who the hell are you to have a word with the cook?
The ship's doctor, sir.
Doctor, I'm the captain. If you did your job as well as I do mine, we wouldn't have half the crew down with imaginary illnesses.
I resent that, sir.
Resent it all you like. I'll prove it to you. Look at this sick list. I can spot a malingerer a mile off. Look, here's the worst of the lot. White, AJ, what's wrong with White? Why isn't he on his feet?
He has a broken leg, sir. Yes, sir.
Should have shot him then. How do you know it's a broken leg?
I examined him this morning, sir.
You examined him. I wouldn't trust you to know the difference between a broken leg and measles.
Honestly, with measles, they're little spots.
Begging your pardon, sir, on the doctor's behalf, if I may proffer a second opinion, White's leg was definitely busted, sir.
What is it?
It's possibly self-inflicted, sir, to get off work.
That's more like it, Doctor. Give him a dose of castor oil, kick him back on deck. You don't want to believe all these scum tell you. White A.J. is the daddy of them all. He's had everything except a blasted baby. Here's your sick list, Doctor. I want it half by tomorrow, and I don't mean you.
What is it, sir?
Harry.
You clutched your stomach, sir.
Of course I did, you twit. I got a pain there.
Pain, sir?
Yes. Nothing at all.
You were doubled over for a moment, sir.
Yes, you were, sir. Doubled over.
Yes, nothing, sir.
You better let me examine you, sir.
Go on, Harry.
It won't take a moment, sir.
Well, I'm not being looked at by a damn medical student who fiddled his way through his finals.
Where exactly did you feel the pain, sir?
Well, it usually comes just about...
Usually? What do you mean, usually?
Well, I've had it once before, once or twice. Before.
Since when?
Just these last few days.
And you get the pain there?
Oh! Don't twit!
You better lift your shirt and drop your trousers.
Get out!
It's between the umbilicus and the lower intestine.
What is?
You jumped when I touched you there.
So would you if I ran my finger in your belly.
How did it touch you, sir?
Well, you didn't think you're going to catch me dropping my trousers for you, Dr. Sparrow.
One moment, sir, please. Have you been sick lately?
No, as a matter of fact, sir.
Yes?
Well, nothing. Yesterday morning.
I wish you'd let me examine you, sir.
You've got as much chance of that as a snowball in hell. There's nothing wrong with me that a couple of peppermints won't put right. Now, I'm going around to see some of these men you've ordered to bed, McCluskey in particular. Probably find him curled up with Lady Chatterley and Fanny Hill.
I don't like it, Easter. Pain in the stomach. Sick yesterday morning.
He can't be in the family, Wazer.
He's got all the symptoms of appendicitis.
Appendicitis? How smashing!
Sure you're warm enough, Wendy?
Mmm, lovely, thanks.
Would you like a rug around you?
No, it's deliciously warm. Mmm, sun, gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous. That's it's a very attractive swimming costume you're wearing.
It's a bikini.
It certainly is, isn't it? Did it shrink?
Shrink?
Or has it always been that small?
Well, it fits all right, doesn't it?
I was just wondering. It doesn't seem to cover both... I mean, all...
You mean it's a bit, bold?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, it's just that there's an awful lot of chaps on board, you know, all the crew being men.
I'm giving them ideas, am I?
Well, it's possible, isn't it?
What about you?
I don't think I'd give them any ideas, would I?
Simon, don't I give you any ideas?
Of course you do.
Well, that's nice to know, anyway.
Lots of ideas.
Well, I must say, Simon, you're a bit slow in doing anything about it, then.
Well, what ought I do about it, then?
Well, if you don't know, darling...
Well, I mean, I see you every day. We have the odd meal together, swim, play bar billiards.
Well, don't you ever, you know, feel like anything else?
Deck tennis, you mean?
I'm getting off Sunday, you know.
Yes, I know. Well, of course, if the Lotus was a passenger ship, there'd be dances and things like that.
We could have our own dance.
We? Where?
In your cabin.
In my cabin?
Why not?
Well, I haven't got a record player.
We wouldn't need a record player.
Well, what would we dance to?
The Rhythm of the Engine.
Would we? It's a pretty ropey engine.
It doesn't matter.
Actually, I'm a pretty ropey dancer.
Well, so am I. Honestly, Simon, my left foot doesn't know what my right foot's doing.
My left foot doesn't even know it's got a right foot.
That doesn't matter. What about tonight?
Well, what about tonight?
Your cabin.
But... Which sounds absolutely wonderful. I'll meet you on the poop deck at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, right. You're sure now?
Of course. I'm just a bit surprised. That's all you, well, you asked me.
Sometimes, darling, a girl's got to take the initiative.
I say, Wendy, there's more to you than meets the eye, you know. Well, not much more, actually, when you're wearing a... But you haven't really given me much encouragement up to now.
I thought I'd made it pretty clear.
No, you hadn't, honestly. That's what I like about you. You're rather like an iceberg, you know.
An iceberg?
Well, I mean that in the nicest geological way.
Good.
But you're sort of cold and aloof. But it's on the surface, you see.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to say you've got very little up top and a big bottom. No. I'm still being geological, you see. I mean, you've got plenty up top. When I say up top, I mean above your...
Hello.
Oh, it's your steward.
Oh, here is that. Could you come down to your surgery right away, Doc?
Of course, what's up?
I'll tell you on the way down, sir.
Excuse me, Wendy.
Anything I can do?
No, thanks, miss. Quick, Doc.
Well, I'll see you at 6 o'clock, Miss Swithinbank.
On the poop deck, Dr. Sparrow.
Yes, thank you, Miss Iceberg. Swithinbank. Come on, Easter, come on. What's the trouble, Easter?
Well, I didn't want to say anything in front of Miss Swithinbank. Never want to alarm the passenger, sir.
What is it?
Let's get into the surgery. Here we are.
Now, for goodness sake, Easter, what's happened?
It's the old man, the captain.
What about him?
He's had a funny turn. Sick, sir. Pain, sir. Turned the colour of pea soup and he's passed out.
Where is he now?
Mr. Hornbeam and Mr. Trailer carrying him below now, sir. Didn't you hear the crash a couple of minutes ago? Nearly went clean through the deck. Knocked himself out.
Take it easy, Mr. Trailer. He weighs a ton. No, not too fast. Here we are. Hard going on your right. Now, where do you want him, Doc?
On the bed. I'll give you a hand.
Easy, Daddy. No,
it's all right. I've got the big end. There.
Oh, his stomach's as solid as a rock.
Acute appendicitis.
Surely not. Maybe his jacket's done up too tightly.
He's got acute appendicitis, I tell you. Look at the colour of the man. He must have an operation within the next 2 or 3 hours.
Lovely!
How soon can we reach the nearest port, Mr. Hornby?
For 2 or 3 days.
Days? Peritonitis.
Well, that's not the nearest port, is it?
I mean, it might burst.
You'll have to operate, Doc.
What?
Well, why not?
I can't.
Of course you can.
I only qualified a few months ago. I've never operated in my life.
There's always a first time.
You don't understand. I might kill him.
Well, that'd be hoping for too much.
You just have to operate, Doc.
Look, Easter, I've only got the merest idea of what to do.
You've got medical qualifications, haven't you?
Yes. It's rather like a marriage license. Gives you permission, but doesn't tell you what to do on the honeymoon.
You must have attended some operations.
Of course I have, but there were usually so many students watching that what I saw most of was the neck of a student in front of me.
Oh, come on, Doc. We'll give you all the help we can.
I can't. It's all experience, Doctor. I've always wanted to look inside his stomach.
Mr. Trail, go and rustle up some lights so the dog can get a good look at the old man's innards.
Now, hang on, please. Hang on.
I'll go and get some disinfectant. We've got lashings of carbolic.
I haven't said I'll do it.
Doc, I've got a badge once.
A badge?
Aye, in the Boy Scouts.
Easter, you and Hornbeam don't seem to realize what this means.
We do, sir. It's the chance of a lifetime.
Letting you dabble in clinical medicine is as dangerous as an unlabeled bottle of strychnine.
Don't worry, Doc. Come on, let's get cracking.
Easter, have you ever even seen a case of acute appendicitis before?
No, sir.
That makes two of us.
It's all right, sir. We'll improvise.
Improvise? You can't improvise in a case like this. We daren't risk it.
Don't be silly, sir. All we have to do is make a dirty great slit in his stomach and look around.
What happens if we don't find what we're looking for?
Shovel everything back where it came from and throw him up.
Never help us all.
No one will be any the wiser.
Certainly not a skipper. He'll have had it.
Dr. Sparrow, I don't see you've got any alternative in your profession, sir. You've sometimes got to take the risk. You have it in your hands to save Captain Sprat's life.
All right. We'll do it. We have to work fast. We must strip the surgery, scrub it out with antiseptic from top to bottom, and fix up an operating table.
Now you're talking, sir. We of the medical fraternity always rise to the occasion, sir.
Well, start rising.
If I might be so bold, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps it might make things a little easier if you and me was to have a bit of the medical comforts to start with.
Medical comforts?
Brandy, sir. I keep it in our store cupboard, sir.
I've never seen any brandy in our store cupboard.
No, sir. I keep it in this big green bottle marked poison.
I see.
I think we'll have a double of these. Lovely. Here we are.
Thanks. Cheers.
Here's to us, Dr. Sparrow.
And Captain Sprat, of course.
I think we'll knock back these doubles to us and have a treble to him.
Enough. Thank you very much. No more. We've got to know what we're doing, ma'am. Now, where did I put my textbook?
You don't need a textbook, sir. You need a prayer book.
Here it is, sir. The elements of surgery. Appendicitis.
Oh, look at the old man lying there. Shall I strip him yet, sir?
Hmm?
Shall I take his clothes off, sir?
Not yet, no. Not till we're ready. We don't want him to get double pneumonia as well.
What a lovely tum-tum to go to work on.
Now, it says here the incision is made at McBurney's Point. Well, where's that?
Where's what, sir?
McBurney's Point.
Western Australia, I think.
You're going to be a great help, I can see that. I'm trying to work out where to make the first incision.
Boy, oh boy, is there going to be more than one? Well, I should say we go from there to there.
Easter, we can safely say we won't be removing the appendix from his upper chest.
What are you doing now?
Big pardon, sir.
What the devil's a tape measure for?
Taking his measurements, of course.
I don't need his measurements.
No, but Chippy the carpenter might.
It'll be his job to provide the hatch cover.
Hatch cover?
They're just the right size, 6 feet by 2 feet, if we bury him at sea.
What? You mean, in case I...
I've got a Union Jack in the cupboard somewhere. This covers him up, you see, sir. There we are.
Easter, I don't think we need lead over him yet.
It's years since I've seen a decent burial at sea.
Is it?
Have you ever seen...
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, I've seen some funny funerals at sea, Doc.
Have you?
Remember one we had in the Indian Ocean? Chinaman it was, got knifed. Off the hatch cover he goes. You know what? He wouldn't sink. Bobbed about like a flipping boy. Nothing we can do about it. I wonder if he's still bobbing about somewhere.
Will you belt up? Do you realize, Easter, that the vermiform appendix may be in any of one of six positions?
Fancy that, sir. Oh, we sent a picture of the little fellow there, huh?
Yes.
Looks like a little glow worm, doesn't it?
I suppose it does.
Oh, well, if the captain's got the glow, he's got the glow.
I don't think you'd better have any more of that brandy, sir.
No, we've got to relax, sir.
Not too much.
Oh, I know. I've got to get you, sir. Hasn't been used since Dr. Flowerday was doing your job. It's in this drawer here, I think.
What's that?
Your white operating gown.
Oh.
Yes, here it is. You've got to look the part, haven't you? Come on now, stand up.
It's all right, Ruth.
Let's see it against you.
All right.
Yes.
Easter, How tall was Dr. Flowerday?
6'3", sir. Don't worry, I'll pin it up.
Just a bit. What are all these holes in it?
Moths, that's all, sir.
You look all right.
Yes, yeah, like Gruyere cheese.
I'm terrified, sir.
Well, at least the gown goes with your complexion, sir.
It's the thing. I want everything ready for 2 hours' time. The most important thing to do now is sterilize everything. That gown, the instruments, the lot.
Yes, sir. I'll arrange. Did you say the instruments, sir?
Yes, the surgical instruments. A brand new set bought for me by the company when we reached Gibraltar.
You couldn't manage without them, could you, sir?
Well, of course not.
Pity.
Why?
I flogged them to some bloke just before we left Gibraltar.
You did what?
Got a very good price for them. You and me can split 50-50.
That's outrageous. I don't want any of your ill-gotten games.
Oh, that's smashing. Your predecessor, Dr. Flowerday, always insisted on the 50-50 split.
Dr. Flowerday could have been struck off for that.
To tell you the truth, I don't think Dr. Flowerday was ever struck on.
Felt an operation without instruments.
The Louis Pasteur of the SS Lotus.
What the hell am I going to use for forceps, scalpels, chokers?
I should be able to scrounge up something from Chippy the Carpenter.
Chippy the...
Easter, if any of us gets out of this alive, I shall personally perform an operation on you with a knife, a fork, and a rusty tin opener.
Yes, sir. Actually, sir, they were the very tools I was going to suggest we use on Captain Grant. And I'm sure he never knows the difference.
This is number one. Now the fun has just begun.
Just take another sip of brandy, Captain.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Isn't he had enough yet, Doc?
Thanks to your criminal activities, Easter, we have no means whatsoever of anesthetizing Captain Spratt. I'm not operating until he passes out again.
But seeing as how his chances of survival are so slim, it seems a shocking waste of good brandy.
One more sip, Captain.
You have some, Doc. We'll cook.
Now, I've had some, so now drink it up.
Why are you trying to get me drunk?
No reason at all, sir.
I don't usually drink, you know, Doctor.
I know that, sir.
No ulterior motive, is there?
Of course not, sir.
Oh, bellyache. Nothing wrong with me, you know.
Of course there isn't.
I just slipped and knocked myself out.
Quite, sir.
So what am I doing in your surgery?
I'm just resting, having a little drink.
Having a little drink?
Lovely, Captain.
Am I? So you lovely, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not as lovely as you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, you're not.
There I am!
Drink this tumbler of brandy, you old lugger.
Oh, my poor old belly.
There we are. I'll just top it up for you.
Wait a minute. You're pouring that out of a poison bottle.
Yes, I know. Have another one.
Can't we put him on the methylated spirits now?
No. This will do it, for goodness sake. There we are, sir. Really big one. Yes, that's it. Just lie down, sir.
Do you want me to lie down?
Of course I want you to lie down.
Of course I do. I can't lie up, can I? Considering I don't drink, I think I'll take my liquor very well.
Very well.
I wish you'd stand still when I'm talking to you, Doctor.
I am standing still, sir.
Put my feet up, I think. Very nice. Oh, in the cool.
I thought he'd never go out. Right, let's get cracking. Open that door, let them in.
All right, Mr. Hornby. 0 hour. Bring the stuff in.
Right, you are. Here's the... Get the table over there, lads. Here's the tools, Doc.
Right, had they been sterilized?
Definitely.
The cook boiled them up a treat. Right, let's see what I'm to work with. A pair of pliers, a carving knife, 2 knitting needles.
Lucky that Archer had taken up knitting, eh, Doc?
Yes, very.
What's this?
A potato knife. Oh, and I've got this. Hasn't been boiled, but it's got a corkscrew and a thing for getting stones out of horses' hooves.
No, thanks. Now, come on. Let's lift him onto the table. Now, take his feet, Jock. Easter, you and I take the rest of him. Now, careful. Ready? Up to Daisy.
Oh, you can feel that meat pie and twinkle, Pug, can't you?
Don't wake him up.
Oh, have you had a nip of his breath? I should think his appendix will be pickled.
Brandy, should have given him meds.
Is he quiet? Put him down gently. Now, right. Easter, plug that kettle in for hot water and keep it filled constantly.
Right, sir.
Right. Jock, help me with his gown, will you?
Right.
Any gloves, Easter?
Rubber gloves, you mean? No, sir.
Hell.
I foresaw that one, Doc. Here's my woolen mittens.
Woolen...
Yes,
all right. I've got the cook to boil those up, too. Does this gown of yours do up at the back door?
Should do.
No tapes or anything. I'll have to pin it up.
Hey, what about a mask, Easter?
I'm boiling a couple of hankies in a kettle here, son. We can tie them round.
Hurry up.
You'll have to wait a moment, so you can't carve the joint till I've boiled the veg.
Hey, Doc. Doc, here's your white hat. The cook said look after it because it was given to him when he was assistant chef at the Savoy.
Has it been sterilized?
Well, definitely, and with the mittens and the tools.
Here's your mask, Doc. Shh. I'll tie it around your head.
Thanks.
Ah! What's up? It's hot! Run it under the cold tap, shall
I? No, no, no! Easter, are you ready to assist?
Not half. Are you ready to begin?
I think so. Now, let's strip his clothes off, Easter. Right, start with his shoes and socks.
Very good, sir.
I'll undo his shirt.
Shouldn't we shave him, sir?
Shave him?
Yes, sir.
I should think he shaved this morning, didn't he?
No, I don't mean up there, sir. I mean down.
Having considered, I don't think we need to be too fussy.
How are you feeling now, Doc?
Pretty good, actually. Brand is better, isn't it? Say, I like what he's got tattooed on his chest.
Yeah, what's that?
Never say die. Jock, sling over those instruments, will you?
Why? One knife, one fork, one tin opener.
Right, now I'll get his trousers off, lift his backside up. We lift his backside up, and we punk his backside down.
He's up. Mind that tin opener.
Ah! Ah, Plumford! What the blazes you think you're doing, Doctor?
Blimey's woken up.
Put my trousers back on.
There, just lie back, sir.
Take your grubby mitts off my belly. What's the meaning of this?
It's all right, sir. You're in safe hands.
You've gone mad standing there dressed in that dark get-up. You look like St. Peter.
Captain, please, listen to me. You are a sick man.
Sick? I'm 100% fit man, 100%.
No, sir, I've got to operate.
Operate? You're drunk.
Maybe, but I've still got to operate.
You're the last person I'd let operate on me.
Your appendix is coming out.
My appendix?
Yes, sir.
Pull my underpants down and take a look.
Now, there's a time and a place for everything.
I'll do it for you. There.
Good Lord, a scar.
Bells, bells.
What is it? A scar. About 4.5 inches long on the right side of the abdomen.
You're blundering idiot. You medical moron, you stupid twit. My appendix is in a jar in the Liverpool infirmary.
You don't have two appendixes, do you?
No.
Well, I would have noticed before I'd gone too far.
Not you. You would have probably diagnosed this scar as the result of a cesarean birth.
Well, you have been having stomach pain, sir, and appendicitis.
Bellyache, Doctor. Great Scott, if you operated on every member of the crew at bellyache, we'd end up like the Mary Celeste. Miss Mahoney, come with me. I want a written report on the whole business. At the very least, it looks like attempted manslaughter.
One moment,
it could have happened to anyone, Doc.
I'm not so sure about that.
Have another tumbler full of the old medical comforts.
Yes, I will. Come in. Wendy. I forgot all about you.
Obviously. I've been waiting on the poop deck since 6 o'clock.
Well, he was the captain, you see. I had to remove his appendix.
Congratulations. I just passed him. He made a wonderful recovery.
Yes. Well, you see, I didn't know it was already in a jar in the Liverpool infirmary.
If you'll excuse me, then, I may possibly see you around sometime tomorrow or even the day after.
Now, hang on a second. Are we going to listen to some records tonight?
I'm afraid not. When I waited over half an hour for you, Mr. Trail kindly suggested I had a little dinner with him tonight and a stroll round the boat deck.
Mr. Trail? But he's the most lecherous lout on the boat.
Steady on, Doctor.
You know what he's like. A port in every girl.
Simon.
What? What's so funny? What are you laughing?
You getting angry in that outfit.
I don't see anything funny.
You're not standing where she is.
You look like a cross between the local butcher and the abominable snowman. Night-night.
But look, Wendy,
she's only having you on, sir.
But Teddy Trail, honestly.
She's only doing it to make you jealous.
But he's leaving the ship in a few days. All right, come on, everybody. It's all Captain Spratt's fault. Him and his flipping bellyache.
Here's your brandy, sir.
Thanks. You know, Easter, I wish we had shaved him now. That would have taught him. Come in.
I thought I ought to tell you, Doc. The captain's been violently ill.
Lovely. Sterilize the instruments again.
No. It's all right. He's okay now. He's been sick all over the deck. You know what was causing the bellyache, don't you?
What?
Pickled onions.
Pickled onions?
Aye, real greedy guts he must be for them. He obviously couldn't have digested them. You should have seen it just now. About 50 pickled onions rolling about.
You better have a brandy, John.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Easter.
How about you, Easter? Will you join us?
Thank you, sir. I thought you'd never ask.
Cheers, Doc.
Cheers.
I must hand it to you, Doc. You were prepared to go ahead and risk it. That's the main thing.
Prepared? I was straining at the leash. It could stop this brand, isn't it? My word. I have to operate more often. I suppose we could persuade Mr. Trail to eat more pickled onions, could we?
Oh, no thank you.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Spatter, Richard Bryars, Captain Spratt, Jeffrey Sumner, Jock Hornbeam, Ray Cooney, Wendy Swithenbank, Norma Ronald, Easter, guest star Peter Jones. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch. Thank you.